Welcome, everybody. Share number 1250 in the writing. It's share number 402. Getting back to our Hilchas Brachos. Okay, so we're in the middle of talking about various different type of foods, when they're covered, when they're not covered, when one washed, and they're eating a meal. Now, you have sometimes dessert-like foods, for example, like applesauce, pineapples, these type of things that are actually part of a main dish. You have something called things called Polynesian chicken, Hawaiian chicken, these type of things, which are actually made with consists of pineapple and sometimes other sweet items, sometimes raisins, whatever the case is. And these type of things are these type of foods have fruits in them, but it's a main dish. There's another type of thing which many times it brings down Rabadner in the Sefer also. Sometimes person eats latkes and they eat applesauce together with latkes. Right, so the applesauce that's a dessert-like food, but you have the latkes, which is the main meal. In a case of time where the latkes are the main meal. So the bottom line is, the previous year we spoke about the dessert-type food, which is eaten as a tofel, right? We spoke about that. If it's eaten as a tofel, as a side dish, you have sometimes apple strudel, these type of things eaten as a side dish to the main food, the main dish. It's eaten together with the chicken, with the meat, but it's part of the main dish, basically. Bottom line is, therefore, will be exempt from the regular hamotzi that's made. So even though if that food is eaten as a dessert, even though if you eat the food separately, it's eaten as a dessert, still one will not make a bracha if it's eaten together with the side dish, with the main dish. So again, another interesting example brought down, right, Rabadna brings down in the Sefer, would be one if one eats applesauce to enhance potato latkes. One is eating potato latkes, and the applesauce is only there. Many people put the applesauce on potato latkes or together with potato latkes. Therefore, would be exempt. No extra bracha would be made. The potato latkes are exempt from the bracha, from the main hamotzi, since they're usually eaten as part of the main meal, right? For satiation. Potato latkes is something that somebody would eat for satiation. In general, people don't eat potato latkes for dessert. So you have the potato latke, and then you have the applesauce that goes with it. So therefore, the potato latkes would be exempt, like we said, and therefore the applesauce, which is there to enhance the potato latkes, would be all part of the same hamotzi, and no extra bracha would have to be made. So therefore, the potato latkes are covered by the original hamotzi that was made, like we said, on the bread. So now the applesauce becomes subservient to the latkes, which in turn is covered by the hamotzi. Okay, fine. So then we said you have something called Polynesian or Hawaiian chicken, these type of things. Again, you have these different type of fruits in there, sometimes pineapples, different type of things that make up the dish itself. So that's even that such a case like that is even easier. That's mamish part of the dish itself. The chicken, the fruits, the pineapples or raisins or whatever is put in there is mamish put there as part of the chicken. It's all part of that dish called Hawaiian chicken, whatever they call it, right? It's all part of the main dish. It's not even a separate thing. So that's even easier. Even though if one is going to go ahead and take pineapples, right, then they're going to eat pineapples separately as a dessert. So one would have to make a huadama. In general, if you eat plain pineapples, it's huadama, then you make a burn of fushes. But when it's the middle of the meal, by the way, just a side note, one should keep in mind, if somebody sits down and eats a plate of pineapples, stewed pineapples or canned pineapples, let's say, so the adama on the pineapples would exempt the juice or the syrup or the juice that's part of the pineapple. If somebody, I'm not talking about in a meal, but if somebody eats it just separately, right, I sit down, I eat a plate of pineapples, canned pineapples, stewed pineapples, these type of things. So then the pineapple, the bracha of Hadamah would exempt the syrup or juice and so on. Okay, so this just brought down Rabbanah, brings it down in the Sefer Brachis, where you could look up various different brachas on page 70. Okay, but be it as it may, getting back to our subject. So now, lemaisa, if one eats it for dessert, there's no after bracha, but a hadama they would still have to make on the pineapple, right? But the after bracha is covered by the birchas hamazon. But now, when it's part of the dish, like it's part of this chicken, the recipe calls for these pineapples or raisins or whatever it is that's put in. So then no extra bracha is made at all due to the fact that it's part of the chicken. It's not part of the actual chicken, but the food is the fruit. It's a tofel. It's a tofel to the chicken. It's part of the main dish, which is a main staple food, which is covered by the hamotzi. Okay, so that's the bottom line of that. This brought down, Rabbana brings it down in Halachas HaBrachas, page 94 and 95. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Bracha Kol Tov.